All right. I'd like to call to order the January 8, 2018 organizational meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. We don't have a roll call on here, do I? We don't have, but let's go ahead and take the roll call, please.
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. Thank you. And next, we'll all stand up and join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations again for our three new board members being sworn in. Appreciate you deciding to serve the district again. Glad to have you on our team.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's been so much fun.
I know. It is.
That's why you came back for more, right?
Right.
Yes. And in all honesty, it has been fun. And I think me and Ryan feel the same way. Like we're actually accomplishing something.
Absolutely.
Okay, first on our agenda today is a nomination of the president for this coming for this year, the 2018 year. So if there are any nominations, I would accept nominations at this time.
I would nominate Sue Devine.
I second that.
Any other nominations? Okay, then we need a motion to close the nomination.
I so moved.
Motion to close by Ms. Powers. Second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
I'm sorry, let me catch up to you here. So the motion was
to close
by
the
Dick,
yes,
and the second
yes.
by Amy. And
yes.
we're doing.
And now we're doing the motion, and that's really not, it's like you're not a nomination by Dick. It doesn't have to be seconded, but Amy did second it, and now the nomination to and now the motion to close the nominations.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. And actually that the motion to close was by Mrs. Powers and the second was Ms. Savage to close the nomination. Okay, so then next, we need a motion to approve the nominated president, Sue Devine.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion by Ms. Powers, second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Thank you very much for your vote of confidence, I think, right?
Thank you.
And the train has left the
station. There we go.
Okay, so now, as the acting president, I will continue to take care of this meeting. So next up, we have nomination for our vice president for the year. So do we have any nominations for vice president?
I nominate Dick Smith. I nominate Brian Luke.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, then a motion to close nominations.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. So now we need a motion to approve a vice president. So
moved.
I will make the motion.
Okay.
Well, no, I'll let you guys actually. So somebody needs to make a motion to approve one of the two that have been nominated.
Okay. So we don't just vote for both.
Right. We need to nominate one. So we have two. Well, we have two that have been nominated. We need to approve one of those two. So,
well, I'm happy either way, Dick. I just I'm trying to get a little bit more involved in leadership, and I'm going to be working with Sue some this year on some of that.
Right.
And I don't know how many obligations and commitments the vice president has beyond putting it on your business card.
Brian called me this morning. We talked, and I said probably the biggest thing that happened to me in being vice president was getting business cards that said vice president.
and you're on call if I'm unable to make a meeting.
Oh, well then, in that case.
Or she's out of town.
Right,
I'll I'm not.
Right, yeah, if I'm out of town, then you would be the liaison, you'd be the contact with our superintendent and our treasurer. So. I would make a motion to nominate Brian Luke as our vice president. Do you have a second?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
I told you this morning, however it worked out, well, it was fine.
Okay. And because, I mean, yeah, well, then, if any other discussion?
Dick will continue as legislative.
Yes.
Vice presidency didn't have anything to do with it.
Right. Okay. Just want to confirm that?
Sure.
Right. And Dick has, I mean, Dick's done a fine job with the legislative, and he's been willing to be there if I'm not there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think Brian has a true desire to, you know, potentially take on some more leadership roles here.
Over time.
So he's in training right now.
It's all about timing.
Okay. Then,
Sue has been elected president again, because I know how much you put into that, how much it takes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Okay. And roll call.
Ms. Devine.
Yes.
Ms. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Luke.
Yes.
Ms. Savage.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. So congratulations, Mr. Luke.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Does that mean I have to turn my business card?
just cross out legislative liaison underneath there. Yeah,
that's always a classic.
You probably have just as many if you're like me as you started with.
I know.
After you travel, that's when I use them.
They ordered like 2,000 or something like that.
Well, you have to stay on the board until they're all used up. So.
That's right. Yeah. You can always be president next year. Okay, next up, we need a motion to adopt our agenda for the meeting tonight.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Savage.
Yes.
Mr. Luke.
Yes.
Ms. Powers.
Yes.
Ms. Devine.
Yes. Motion carries. And next, a motion to approve the third Thursday of the month as our designated date, 7 p.m. as the time, and locations listed in there for our regular monthly board meetings. So I noticed on board docs, it just says January 2018, but as far as the third Thursday, it's going to be January 18th, February 15th, March 15th, April 19th, May 17th, June 21st, July 19th, August 16th, September 20th, October 18th, November 15th, and December 20th.
So what was the one in June?
The 21st.
Okay.
So, and, you know, as you look through your calendars throughout the year, if something does come up, just try and give everybody a little bit of notice, and we always, make our decision if we need to change it or not. But as far as keeping the third mm-hmm. Thursday, I think everybody's comfortable with that.
And I think all the building principals and all the school,
they're all lined up.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We have them at least through July of this year. So.
Correct.
Yep, we're all set.
They operate on the school year.
Right.
Okay. So we have the motion. Any other comments?
Someone.
We already have the motion, didn't we?
No.
Oh, we didn't have the motion. Okay. Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries.
Are the locations already listed somewhere?
They are, yes.
Donna sent them to you at the beginning of the year, but
okay. This month is Northwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, you could find out. Okay, then next, We need a motion to approve the compensation for board members at $125 per meeting. The motion, which is the same as what has been.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage.
What is the number of meetings?
And that is, in here, it does clarify that for Amy and myself, it's a maximum of 12 meetings per year, and then for new board members, I think last year we made a motion to increase it up to a maximum of 24 meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I knew we did something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yeah, we increased it from 12 to 24. So if we would have two meetings a month this year and you attended every one, you would get paid for 24 meetings. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other comments? Okay, and roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we need the motion to approve our board service fund. It's $7,500.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. And again, that's the same amount that we've had forever.
That's for the whole group, right?
Yes, that's okay. For the whole group. That's like when we attend OSBA or things like that.
We haven't had any trouble with that running into a limit.
Not at all.
Right.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we need the motion to approve the Marysville Journal Tribune as the newspaper for public notice.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Luke.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. And any comments? I think that's our choice, right? Okay. Roll call, please. That's right. That's the paper.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And next, we need the motion to approve the appointments to committees, many of them ad hoc. Another motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. All of the assignments are the same as what they were last year, and I did email Doug Chivington, the Ohio High Point Career Center representative, and he's happy to continue. Mm-hmm. If everybody's okay, like the majority of these really are not, they're just an ad hoc committee, so if needed, uh-huh. that committee would be formed, but for the most part, everybody's okay with that? Okay, yep. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries.
So what router is everybody on?
Oh.
I was on and I got bumped and...
Marysville.
Is it this one or this?
I think we usually get on Marysville Guest.
Marysville Guest.
Oh, okay.
Marysville Guest.
Yeah, it looks like I'm on again.
Okay. There you are. Okay, the next motion I need is to approve the annual standing resolutions. That's item 12. Have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Powers. Questions? Comments? Again, I think everything in here is...
There's the same list of items as last year. Mm-hmm. You'll see that the tax budget is in there.
Yep.
Again, same as last year in terms of what it is. I update the numbers based on, increases in revenue or increases in sources of revenue. For instance, we have a new grant this year, so we anticipate that may move forward and continue to get that next year.
Okay.
But the county auditor just uses that to kind of set our spending limit, so to speak, and then we can always adjust that upward if you know, revenue were to increase.
Okay. And let's see, our legal firm, that's the same as it has been.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things. So.
They're all the same.
Yep. If there are no other questions, then have a roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Now, item 3, the motion to approve Monday, January 7th, 2019 at 5:30 for our 2019 organizational meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage.
January what?
January 7th, 2019, 5:30, here at the board office.
Sounds good.
Okay. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And now, item 14, any comments or questions from board members?
Look forward to a good year.
I was just wondering about IT support for board members. Who should we contact? What if we need help getting access to?
Thanks.
Tom Powers.
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't know if one of them.
I'll connect you both, okay. But it's you're needing help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, I also just wanted to bring up, Brian has asked me a couple times our building liaison assignments.
Oh, right.
I realized when I pulled open my file, I really didn't do an official new one at the beginning of this school year. I think we all just said, oh, we're going to continue with the ones that we have. But Brian has pointed out that we now have Tri-Academy. And we did talk about the fact that with it being new this year, it's probably a good thing for us not to be visiting too much. You know, they've got a lot that they need to try and get figured out. If somebody, you know, I just printed off what we had last year. I added Tri-Academy to mine just because I only had two buildings in there and some other people had more than that. But I guess I'm just kind of bringing it up for discussion. If people are interested, you know, if somebody really wants to be the one for Tri-Academy, again, I'm going to encourage that it's not a regular type visit, and but if you're interested in that, we can talk about that at some point. Since we're halfway through the school year,
yeah.
I don't know that it really makes a lot of sense for somebody to be spend a lot of time there. Yeah. So
how many visits have you done in the fall?
Well, like the beginning of the school year, I just stop in every building briefly, and then for my buildings, I try it like maybe every 5 weeks or something, you know, and usually, and a lot of times it's not spending time with the principal. I go in there and the teacher wants somebody to help read in their classroom, or, you know, I did like some fluency testings, just some little things like that to help out for about an hour. Because again, I know that it can be disruptive going in there. I mean, it's great to go in, and I think they like to show what they're doing, but they have to be a little cognizant of their busy schedules too. So, and I think Nan went to Creekview pretty recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took about an hour and went through, visited several classrooms, showed some of the kind of innovative things they're doing, and met several teachers and counselors.
Mm-hmm.
So, just kind of good overall visit.
Yep.
Wanted to specifically discuss their, they're like, how many kids are in their Blessings in a Backpack program, and, you know, the social, I'm hearing a lot about the social needs that those are kind of being put on the schools, so I kind of want to hear about how they were dealing with that type of activity.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time of year, like, looking forward to this remainder of the school year, is there a time of year that makes more sense?
Stay away from
or
testing.
Or doesn't make sense.
Stay away from testing times. I mean, March, I would April. Just encourage you to do an email. I mean, the principals, I've already shared with them who their liaisons are. They're pretty good about if you say, you know, I was thinking about these couple of days, give them some options, and then go from there. You know, probably kind of kick up in March. I don't have the testing calendar in front of me till the end of April gets a little up and down, but... And certainly end of year is a great time to go and watch celebrations. And and that it always feels like my calendar is completely full during that time frame. So it's always helpful when some of you attend too, when I can't be in five places at once. That's always a benefit as well.
Sometimes it is nice if you just email the principal and say, hey, you know, if you'd like to come and visit or if you're going to have an assembly, you know.
Or something you'd like me to see.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't always have to be like a sit-down interview or an escorted.
Really, I think it's better when it's not, because then I think it kind of gets a little confusing sometimes between the role of board member and the role of the principal and what's being asked. And sometimes people are a little sensitive to that when they don't need to be, really, but I understand where they're coming from. So sometimes it's best just to, you know,
stop in
and...
I know you go in and have lunch sometimes.
Because I got kids everywhere. So.
Correct.
I mean, the clap-outs, the assemblies, the sports, I cover those.
I try to never go where my kids are. If I do, I hear about it.
Well,
one of them. The other one is fine. My stepkids.
It's fun to sit in the cafeteria at lunch.
Absolutely. You've never worked elementary lunchtime. It's the real deal.
And I love going in. I usually try and stop in the cafeteria too and say hello to the people working in the cafeteria and you know, the custodians, and you know, I think a lot of times they really appreciate knowing that we do notice what they do and appreciate everything they do.
That was a habit I started long time ago, just telling custodians that, you know, and they do an amazing job.
The
buildings, you know, the floors are clean and you know, shiny, and rooms are neat and well organized for the kids. And, you know, so just saying, hey, you know, I'm really impressed with the condition of the building. You're really doing a good job. And, you know, which reminds me, speaking of doing a good job, let me mention, let me ask, when I met with Dave Burke, we talked about something. Is that something I should mention? Or
I haven't called Dave yet.
Okay. I'll put it this way. Dave was very taken by how the events with their school bus accident went.
Yes.
And he was very aware of how dangerous a situation it was and how fortunate everybody was to come out of that without injury. So,
and what a good job our staff did, I think, in handling that.
So, just collectively.
Right. And what I always appreciate is, even though it was handled well, they always have that meeting afterwards to say what could we have done better, you know. So there's just that always that focus on continuous improvement.
There was obviously a lot of attention up in the Mansfield area, addressing the kids and so forth. But the thing that I really appreciated was finding out that we had medical personnel here. To answer questions when the kids got back to the school and talked with the parents, and you know, that the interest and level of focus on their safety just didn't end at some point. It was, you know, we got them all the way home.
I just wanted to mention I have a volunteer possibility coming up. I've been talking to some of the music students at the high school about jazz band, which is an extracurricular that seems to come and go depending on the staff availability, and they're very, very interested in me helping, and I've talked to Mr. Thyssen about it a couple of times, and he's fine with it, and I'm probably going to stop over there and see if there's things I can do to help with a once a week jazz band after school.
Kind of reminds me of Mock Trial and Mr. Smith, you know. So, and I've been to some of the jazz band concerts when they had the jazz band, and it was nice. That was a nice opportunity for the kids.
So we'll see. I'll let you know how.
Okay. Good. Any other comments? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to go into executive session for ORC 121-22G number 1, and specifically to consider the employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers. Okay, thank you. Second?
I'm sorry?
Second? Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. So we are in, we don't need a roll call.
Yes.
Then, do we? Okay. Sorry. I'm having a brain freeze here. Roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries.